November, we make constant advancement, self-improvement necessary to Christian growth. November 1, seek constantly to improve your powers. For the Lord giveth wisdom, and out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Proverbs 2:6. You need to seek constantly the highest culture of mind and soul that you may bring to the education and training of your children a restful spirit, a loving heart, that you may imbue them with pure aspirations and cultivate in them a love for things honest and pure and holy. Seek constantly to improve your powers that you may do the most perfect, thorough work at home by both precept and example. You should not follow your own inclinations. You should be very careful to set a right example in all things. Do not be inactive. Arouse your dormant energies. Take up the duties essential to be done. Study how to perform with alacrity the plain, uninteresting, homely, but most needful duties. Parents have not yet aroused to understand the amazing power of Christian culture. There are mines of truth to be worked that have been strangely neglected. This careless indifference does not meet the approval of God. Parents, God calls upon you to look at this matter with anointed eyes. You have as yet only skimmed the surface. Take up your long-neglected work, and God will cooperate with you. Do your work with wholeheartedness, and God will bring you to make improvement. Begin by bringing the gospel into the home life. The higher soul culture, which gives purity and elevation to the thoughts and a spiritual fragrance to words and actions, requires careful, painstaking effort. It takes patience to keep every evil motive weeded from the garden of the Lord.